time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning. Welcome to Our Savior, those on radio, WPHM, or later on podcast. We greet you to the 100-year-old congregation, Our Savior Lutheran, Port Huron, Michigan. And we're glad to be able to be here and celebrate 100 years with you. Sometimes people wonder if this church will ever maintain itself. And if you think of what all in 100 years has happened in the national history, as well as in the community's history, it is by the grace of God we still stand mighty to do the gospel. Amen. Amen. So, service is going to be special. Let's see if I get it all together without a cheat sheet. Jennifer Hudson will be singing with the hymns. For those on the radio, they love that edition. After the first reading, Kathy Rose of St. Martin will be singing a special anthem. After the offering is being taken, when it's quiet, the DeTerry family will assemble up here. And before the sermon, after the gospel reading, before the offering, Pauline Rep, Mayor of Port Huron, will be here to make a presentation, proclamation for our anniversary. During the sermon, it'll only last an hour. And then, I like the peace. When I have couples, when I do a wedding and they don't know me from Adam, I usually tell them, don't worry about the sermon. It'll be under 45 minutes. And then I pause and I say, 3 or 4 minutes is always under 45. And then, so they feel better. And we have Eucharist this day. So we hope you'll join us for the celebration our Lord has given us. Now we have a 92-year-old, four-day member. Right, Beulah? I'm gonna come back to you. You're not hearing me. She just got new hearing aids this week. Beulah, I was introducing you. You're our 92-year-old, four-day, not three, four. Four-day, yeah. Four-day-old member here. Her residence is down at Marwood, and we're glad her son, he had to come up from Texas to bring her here to Our Savior. What a great deal. Good to have you, very much. Our oldest member, as I noted last week, was Arnold Bartley. He is 97 last weekend. So, yes. You're just a kid, Beulah. That's what he would say to you. Don't think of him as old. He'll think of you as young. We have Janine playing the organ for us this day. She was with us for the funeral this last week for Doug Abbott, and we greatly appreciate her skill and her ability to play for us. So this service, I organized it differently. One thing, there's no closing hymn. That is not an accident. First hymn is not after the confession of sin. It's at the beginning, because I'd like this to be the theme for this day. If you'll please rise, O God, our help in ages past. Page 2.
Shelter from the storm.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and the beloved one, the Spirit that moves over the waters. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ, crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us, you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin and show us your salvation. In the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the spirit of this world, but rather the spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of your baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. So rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. Amen. Salutation, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Now you'll be glad. The hymn of praise you may be seated for. You're going to say, oh my, he has seven verses. Yes. If you notice, one of the banners up there is one that we use at funerals. You need to understand that our Savior, to be 100 years old, has thousands of members who have passed through these pews, many of whom have graduated to the kingdom of God. Many of us are still living here today. We sing the verses. The first two are right there. Verse 3, 4, and 5 are on the last line, page 4. And it goes over to page 5. Then for verse 6 and 7. I know it's hopscotch, but I think the printer did it for a reason. I don't know what it was. So 6 and 7 are back on page 4. Got it? 1, 2, and then 3, 4, 5 over on those pages, and then come back to 6 and 7. We sing.
For the world confess.
that posture. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'll join me in the prayer for the day. Oh God, the strength of all who hope in you. Because we are weak mortals, we accomplish nothing good without you. Help us to see and understand the things we ought to do, and give us the grace and power to do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
We have the reading of God's Word for this day. Judy Quater is our first lecturer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So many faces out there. This makes me a little nervous. The Lord sets before the people of God a clear choice. Life and prosperity will come to the faithful. Loss of the land will be the consequence of disobedience. Choosing life entails loving and holding fast to the Lord. Life in God's presence presupposes the promise made to the ancestors. First reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, then I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you that to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. And our first and very gifted soloist, Kathy Rose of St. Martin Luther. It wasn't a random number. Number three.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. You're hidden. Now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. What could say?
powerful name it is. Thank you, Kathy. She sang for us on Christmas Eve, if any of you were at that particular service. Thank you. Second reading.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The second reading for this Sunday comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now, you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants working together. You are God's field, God's building. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Kate. I'm not going to ask you to stand. If you look, the gospel lesson's a lengthy one. So I'm going to go easy on you. But if you'll speak with me, the gospel acclamation, page 9. Alleluia. You are the light of the world. A city set upon a hill cannot be hid. Hallelujah. Gospel reading for the day is from Matthew 5th chapter, beginning with verse 21. Glory to you, O Lord. So from the text, Jesus said to his disciples, you heard that it was said to those of the ancient times, you shall not murder. Whoever murders shall be liable for judgment. But I'm going to say to you, if you're even angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable for God's judgment. And if you insult a brother or a sister, you'll be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you'll also be liable for the hell fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come, offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you're on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge. The judge will hand you to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. Now, you also heard it said, you should not commit adultery. But I'm going to say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out. Throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give a certificate of divorce. But I'm going to say to you, anyone who divorces his wife, except for the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. Whoever marries a divorced woman also commits adultery. Again, you've heard it said, to those of ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry the vows that you have made to the Lord. Now, I'm going to say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it's the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool by Jerusalem. It is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Let your word be simply yes or no, anything more than this.
comes from the evil one. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This time I invite Pauline to come forward for the city proclamation for our Savior's anniversary. She'll use the lectern mic so we can record and we can have it on the radio. Thank you, Pauline. Was this too early for you?
No.
I saw your pictures on Facebook. Don't you wish you were back there?
I know. From the sunny climate to here.
Yes.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, it is. As mayor, I get to attend a lot of functions, and I guess I can think of nothing more worthy than the 100th celebration of our Savior. For any house of worship to be here for 100 years is remarkable. And I still think this is one of the most beautiful churches in the city of Port Huron. So it's an honor for me to be here, not only as mayor, but I have obviously attended services here, probably not as much as I should, but over the years, and you've been, Pastor Don, very supportive with our family, so I appreciate that, and thank you very much.
You are welcome.
I do have a certificate of recognition. Whereas our Savior Lutheran Church, located at 1029 6th Street in Port Huron, will be celebrating its 100th anniversary on Sunday, February the 16th, 2020. And whereas our Savior Lutheran Church held its first worship service in the Public Library Building, which is now the Museum of Arts Building, on February 22nd, 1920, and was conducted by Reverend E.W. Stein of Cleveland, Ohio. And whereas the first house of worship, the old Buckridge Homestead, was dedicated on March the 8th, 1922, with the first resident pastor being Carl Dunkworth. And whereas the next pastor was Reverend Herbert V. Mueller, who served from 1922 to 1929, followed by Reverend Albert A. Ruff, who served from 1930 to 1964. And whereas Reverend Frederick A. Schuff served as pastor from 1964 to 1992, followed by the current pastor, Pastor Don, who arrived in the spring of 1993 and who still serves. And I think he deserves a round of applause for that. And whereas Pastor Don has so captured in words, hearing the personal stories of our members living the past 90 of our 100 years, our members have survived a Great Depression, World War II, the Korean and Vietnam conflicts, two military actions with Desert Storm in Iraq, the Great Recession of 2008, and the secular culture. God has truly overseen our ministry with our sister Old Town churches. We, the church, still remain strong in our faith and spiritual vitality, even when our churches may decline outwardly in numbers. We remain strong in the spirit of the risen Lord of his church. And whereas throughout their 100 years, our Savior has shown the love of God and proclaimed his Christian witness through word, sacrament, and service to the community. And whereas our Savior Lutheran Church provides opportunities to serve within the church in a wide variety of classes for attendees to identify more deeply with their faith. And whereas the longevity and success of our Savior Lutheran Church can be contributed to the perseverance, loyalty, and faith of the church members, proving the Lord does make a way. Now therefore I, Pauline M. Rep, by the authority vested in me as mayor of the city of Port Huron, and on behalf of council members Archibald, Ashford, Beeden, Harris, Pemberton, and Warden, do hereby issue this certificate of recognition to our Savior Lutheran Church on the occasion of its 100th anniversary, with sincere congratulations to all of its members, past and present. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pauline and I have worked together for funerals.
Yes.
And for the marriage of her children.
Yep.
And our lives have been intertwined throughout this community. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. You deserve it.
Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with us this day. Amen. If you follow the sermon outline, you'll get lost because I'm not using it. Okay, so you're going to have to listen. And I hope this last week after the funeral for Doug and reflecting on this anniversary as we came closer to this day, these thoughts and meditations came to me. But let me lift up from the first reading so you know I'm dealing with the text as well when I leave it. In the first reading, Deuteronomy 30, Hear this word that Moses spoke over Israel. So choose life, that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land which the Lord your God swore to you and to your ancestors. From the second reading, Corinthians. Last sentence, verse 9, page 8. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field. You are God's building. Okay. In the gospel text, it is about simplifying things so you don't get complicated and start judging yourself as if you're innocent when all of us are guilty. We all need the grace of God. Okay? Now, take you to a theme I give to you, and that is out of the first hymn. And that is dealing with, O God, our help in ages past. When you come to an anniversary, I've been at congregations, let's see, when I left Indianapolis about 2 weeks before I moved here in 93, they celebrated their 125th congregational history. They were then, at that time in Indianapolis, the oldest Danish Lutheran church in North America. All the other ones had expired, passed away. But we were still standing as original Danish immigrants to Indianapolis. And of course, Scott Pike can recognize those Scandinavians, as Carl can as well. Then I came back to this German congregation from which my roots come, from that part of the tradition of God's people. I didn't look at our background. I looked at the people of that time. Did I think I'd ever be alive or stand before you this day? No. Did I think would ever see the 100th anniversary? No. And I think a good number of the congregation felt that way too. But guess what? God surprises us. And it's a good surprise. But how did we get here? So I'm going to take you through three things which are not typed out for you. Did we get here because of ourselves?
No.
Do we get here because of our ancestors? No. Then how in heaven did we get here? That's the answer. The answer is in the question. Let's go back to, did we get here because of ourselves? Moses, before Israel, always kept saying to them, when you get into the promised land, don't pat yourself on the back and say, you did this by yourself. On an anniversary, it's a temptation to go back and start lauding all of the praise upon how we did it, and all the while forgetting how it was being done. And we just were part of a procession. We were not the whole parade. The parade preceded us and will go on after us. Nobody is the show. So, a lot of times we think it was our talents, our skills, our labors, our investment of hours. It was the sacrifice we made for our own personal schedules, putting the congregation and its needs above our personal needs and our available free time. We may have served on boards. We may have served on church councils. We may have been officers. We may have been pastors. We made the church. False pride. We did not. Okay, if it's not us, who was it? Was it our ancestors? Well, you can go downstairs underneath the sanctuary and you'll see this wall of confirmants. As many as we have acquired over the last 100 years. Photographs. And if there's any missing, and you got them, we'll copy it. You get it, your picture back. We want it to be a complete wall. But did they do it? No. Literally, I'm going to tell you, I have gone through in the last year over 200,000 photographs I've taken in my 27 years. Oh, I cried as I looked at those pictures because so many people have died. They have graduated. During the luncheon this afternoon, I put together a condensed 160 picture slideshow of the last 20 plus years. I will have a CD available at take my order for anybody who'd like a copy of those 160 pictures. But it's a work in progress, because as soon as I finished that Saturday afternoon, I started adding more to it. But I had to call it quits so I could move on and get it done. So the slideshow is ready for the presentation at the luncheon. It'll run by itself. It does not need narration. And I'm sure people around will be able to tell you what it was. Okay. Was it that? Those hundreds and thousands of people whose lives interacted here, who gave witness and testimony to Jesus Christ by their hands, working through action, through Mission Guild, by their deeds, working through crafters, and those hands and skills and labors of ladies and men. Was it through the meals? In these years, I have fed over 100,000 meals downstairs with the aid of many, probably 50 different adults over these years to make it all fit for funeral meals, Wonderful Wednesdays, all that stuff. We've fed the youth of this community through Wonderful Wednesday for 20 years. We made an impression. This church had a wonderful Sunday school. That's why the addition was built for 600 students in Sunday school on a Sunday morning. And you think, well, they must have needed a bus. And they had a bus, and Dorothy Schess drove it. We did have a bus. Then we had a 16-passenger van. And we used that for youth ministry. We used that for adult ministry. And we even took the adults over to the casino in Canada. And the older adults would say, Pastor, take the sign off the church on this vehicle. They'll see we're Christians. I said, no, we're on a mission field trip. That's why we're over here walking and canvassing the casino. Lie, lie, lie. We've been all around. This church is alive, it's vibrant. Its presence has reached out beyond its boundaries through the state, through the synod, through the nation, through the globe. We've been there. Just 3 years ago, when we worked with the partner churches at downtown, this congregation raised in 6 weeks $5,000 for world hunger. We have never done such a benevolent response so quick in such short time, except by the generosity of the current members. Thank you. Thank God. We understand we're not here by ourselves and not here for ourselves. So did our ancestors do it? No. But thank God they sacrificed that we could be here. Now, if you're a current member or one who has fallen away, you may say, well, what benefit is it to belong to a church? I really find it's inconvenient. Well, the church won't be here tomorrow if there are unfaithful people today. It is when we understand we don't live this experience of Christian faith for ourselves and our benefits. If we get some, that's great. We live it for the benefit of the future church, what follows behind us. Yeah, believe me, the people who lived in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, they weren't thinking of you and I. They were thinking of themselves, but also the heritage they were laying down. For those of you who don't know the history of our Savior, you realize that in the 70s, this church within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was under great schism. They found themselves in an isolated small group of about 480 congregations that were really exiled by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the main body, the English Synod, of which Pilgrim Lutheran in Marysville and our Savior was, and they were looking for a home. That group of 480 churches became known as the Association of Evangelical Lutheran Churches. They knew that they had no future unless they could get the Lutheran Church in America and the American Lutheran Church, which were 10 million Lutherans, together, and they brought three church Lutheran bodies together. January 1st, working through each polity, we did it. We gave birth to a new denomination, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, which we are in companionship with, ELCA. Now, some people call us ELCA. I think that's a disgrace. We are the Evangelical Lutherans, if you want to call us anything. EOS. And that's what the newest hymnals call the Evangelical Lutheran Worship Book. So we've come through schisms. We've come through denominational things. We've come through congregational things. We've come through times of the culture, the world. And we're still one of the last still standing. Survey of the downtown churches. We're all in similar situations. We were once much bigger. We get together once a month. We talk about working together. And we realize our heritage, but we know we live today, and we can smell the coffee. We now need each other in a way that denominations never did. We thought we were alien. God said you were brothers and sisters. Look around. They are people of faith who name Jesus Christ, believe that he was raised from the dead. He is the Son of God. Work with each other. Tomorrow night, we meet for a second meeting for a community vacation Bible school, which has not been done in the downtown area in over 100 years. Oh, tell me we're not changing history, because God's Spirit is going with us. We do have a future, and we're going on to meet it and meet the Lord. So, was it our ancestors? No. They prepared us and gave us this beautiful edifice and many things. We picked it up and we're carrying it for the next generation. We are not the last generation. And as the saying goes, we're not going to be here to turn off the lights. There's going to be others who follow us. Okay. So if I can't count on myself and take pride in it, and I can't bless those who have given it to me, who do I turn to on this day of Thanksgiving and celebration? There's only one left. Who in heaven do we have to give thanks to? It's the one who fully occupies heaven, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He walks with us. So if you consider all the changes we have gone through, and as listed on the proclamation, we've gone through two major world wars. We've gone through the Korean War. We've gone through the Vietnam War, though it was the only undeclared war. We've gone through Desert Storm. We've gone through the Iraq invasion. We've gone through all kinds of things, 20 years in Afghanistan? All these kind of things that have drained the nation's resources. We experienced the worst bust since the Great Depression, 2008. And financially, this congregation was hurting like most churches were, and not-for-profits. And also the housing industry. And we survived. It was interesting when the church needed a new roof and the organ needed rebuilding. Organ is over 130 years old, by the way. And it still performs well as long as we maintain it, which is not free. We have to buy that service. In the course of things, you realize in those days when we, Doug, can you, I hate to put you on the spot. Do you remember how much we took the loan out for? Yeah, I think it was near $70,000 or $100,000. And the interesting thing, we got some upfront money from the members. Then we took out a note with Lutheran Brotherhood Insurance before we became Thrivent. I think it was a 5-year note. And I think we made 3 or 4 payments, and then we paid it off. Enough money came in because we had no mortgage. And we have not had a mortgage in 27 years. And people fought even taking out that loan. But we had a major expense for the roof, the ceiling, and for the organ to make it prima donna, the best. And it was done in 5 months. That's a gift of God. I tried to say to the leadership, for those who heard me, I said, look, if we're in accordance with the will of God and doing the will of God, somewhere, somehow, I don't know where, we're going to get it paid off. And we did. Evidence. God is faithful. God does help his children when they earnestly seek his will and his participation with them in their plan of ministry. In the context of who we are and God, who God is, God has always been benevolent. God has always been generous, more so than we even have asked or expected of our God. He's cared for our people through the course of their life, and like the Morning Cry hymn goes, from the beginning of the journey of your life, my life, God was there. Even before you asked God, God was there to serve you. Throughout our life, when we cried on him, even when we strayed, as the verses say, and we came back and discovered God, God was there with open arms to take us back as the prodigal child. In the course of our life, in the course of the events, and even as I've been with so many of our members, probably over 500 who have died since my years of here, For me, each one is a personal loss. Not because I did it or have any guilt with that, but just simply because these are people who are my sisters and brothers. And kind of like the poet says, each one diminishes me. And yet God has been faithful to give us replacements, not at the speed we lose them, but at least other people of faith that we didn't know were waiting to join the ranks of our Savior as part of the living church. And through it all, through word and sacrament, God has been faithful to us. God is the victor, and God will see us through. I just want to share with you some of the verses of, oh God, our help in ages past. Just to, again, as we did it as an opening hymn, I want you to hear the words, because the glory belongs to God. Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, yes, God was, and eventually our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, our earth received her frame. From everlasting, thou art God, to endless years the same. Thy word commands our flesh to dust. Return, ye sons of men. All nations rose from earth at first and turned to earth again. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. The busy tribes of flesh and blood, with all their lives and cares, are carried downwards by thy flood and lost in following years. See if this isn't true. Time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its sons away. They fly forgotten as a dream, dies at the opening day. And like flower fields, the nations stand pleased with their morning light. The flowers beneath the mower's hand lie withered o'er the night. But our God, our help in ages past, you're our hope in years to come. Be thou our God while troubles last, and our eternal home. May the God of grace, who has persevered and been patient with us and ever forgiving us, be with us and bless the time and our future as sisters and brothers in a common ministry. Amen. Our service continues as we sing our hymn of the day, A Mighty Fortress. I had to throw something Lutheran in here. The Lutheran anthem, we call it.
Oh,
as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ and a long procession of people here at our Savior, we affirm our faith, if you'll please rise, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'm going to ask for your indulgence. I'm going to bump the creed until after we get the deuteries next. We're going to move them up while we're still on radio. So please be seated. We'll move you forward, give you prominence. Don't illusion. This will wake the congregation up, I should tell you. Heard them as they practiced. How great thou art. Let's get a plug in for God. They're waiting for the other two. They're coming around with their instruments. And here they are. This is Jack in Denver. Denver's the tallest. He's taller than me. Jack's still in high school. Denver is in college. And Mom and Dad. Thank you.
worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.